your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
it won't stop. I won't come down and keep stop with the TikTok rhythm. I bump for the drop and then I'm hooked up. I took the hit that I was giving and I bumped again. Then I bumped again. I said, how do I get back there to the place where I fell asleep inside you? How do I get myself back to the place where you said, I want some dance to get me through this semi-tone kind of life, baby, baby. I want some dance. I'm not listening when you say goodbye. I believe in the sand beneath my toes. The beach gives a feeling and a deep feeling.
'90s and more, 105.7 CFW. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday to you. It's Mike Piquet here up and at it on our way. It is Labor Day. I'm not sure if you're laboring, relaxing, or somewhere in between. No matter what it is, hope it's going to be a great Monday. Thanks for letting me get the day started with you. Here's Nina.
You and I. We'll be right back.
Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
For fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Stop.
The Police, 105.7 CFW, McKay in the morning along with you. All right, here's our good news story of the day today, our feel-good story. I like to get things started with a positive note, if you will, every morning during the show about this time. So earlier this month, Hurricane Debbie was causing all kinds of problems in the southeast, and a woman named Suzanne Flament Smith lives in Safety Harbor, Florida, was picking up debris when she found something. She found a bottle. A message in a bottle. That message was dated back to World War II. This is so cool. The letter written on U.S. Navy letterhead was addressed to someone named Lee and signed by your pal, Chris, with date listed 3-4-45. Yes, as in 1945. Suzanne said she was thrilled. It was a fairly big bottle, so that kind of captured my eyes, she said. But mainly, you could clearly see the letter inside. The bottle also contained sand, a coffee stirrer, a bullet casing, and a small cannonball. This is pretty wild. Efforts, she said, are now underway to try to track down anyone who might know anything about the bottle, including relatives of Lee or Chris. That's about all they know right now, but they are working on it. I hope that they can find the family members of the people that this was from and to. Wouldn't that be cool? That is pretty awesome. It's already been verified, by the way, that it is indeed a letter from 1945. So amazing that it has survived this long. So, yeah, they got to track down the family members, don't they? What a cool piece of history that would be for a family member. There you go. There's your feel-good story of the day today, 105.7 CFW. Good morning.
Serving Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them say we're crazy, I don't care about that. Put your hand.
Sit down, got
That's the Spin Doctors, Two Princes, 105.7 CFW, Mike McKay along with you. Thanks for letting me get started with you this morning. Ever check out a book from a library and then forget to bring it back? And, you know, you bring it back. Did you ever get a fine? I don't think they do that too much at libraries anymore. I think they're just glad to get them back. I don't know, but I've got an interesting story coming up in about 6 or 7 minutes about an overdue library book that was finally returned. Wait till you hear this.
I'm okay.
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Blondie, call me, 105.7 CFW, McKay in the morning along with you. All right, so here's an overdue library book story for you. You ever do that? You ever check out a book at a library? I remember one time when I was really young, I did that. I want to say that I was probably in junior high, and it was like 3 weeks overdue, and I was so panicked to bring it back because I completely forgot about it, brought it back, and I forget what the fine was. You know, it was like 25, 35 cents, whatever, something like that. But I was so nervous to bring it back. Anyway, the Potomac Regional Library in Virginia finally got back a copy of their Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass book. It was checked out on June 3rd. June 3rd, not of this year. Not of last year, not of the year before. It was actually due on June 3rd, 1974, and it was never returned until last week. 50 years later, the library says there will be no late fee charges as they got rid of overdue fines last year. But by the way, I thought I would do the math on this for 50 years, okay? Let's just say 2 cents a day was the fine for the late fee. I did the math. That comes out to, you ready? $365 is what the fine would have been for 2 cents a day for the last 50 years. Anyway, whoever dropped it off, the library said they're just glad that the book is back. So double check if you got any old library books lying around. Make sure you get them back.
the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy.
Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning
and the Valley's fun music to start your day.
105.7 CFW.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
North Central Insulation in Altoona salutes our emergency first responders, law enforcement, firefighters, and medical professionals for their commitment and bravery. They're willing to put their lives on the line for us. So this thank you is from North Central Insulation in Altoona, a commercial roofing contractor providing high-performing, energy-efficient spray foam insulation and commercial roofing since 1969. Call 715-835-4322 or visit northcentralinsulation.com.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055. Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A new study from the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health found most residents already have PFAS in their bloodstream, but at a lower level than the national average. According to a WSAW report, the study examined over 600 participants and found the strongest link between high PFAS levels and lifestyle in older men who eat freshly caught fish. Scientists say they didn't see any surprising patterns, and there was no evidence that eating fresh fish was the cause of the higher levels at this time. The Chippewa Falls Area Unified School District has announced a potential change in ownership for its current school bus provider. According to a press release, the change is expected to take effect by November 1st, and the district is working to make the transition as seamless as possible for area families. District officials noted that they've received assurances that the change will not disrupt current services, all existing routes are expected to remain the same, and the safety and reliability of the service remains their top priority. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be a really nice Labor Day today. Mostly sunny, 74 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at only around 5. Tonight, clear, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine, 76. Then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
CFW.
She's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of a stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June. Hey, 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 hey. Well, tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all faded and that heaven is overrated? Well, tell me, did you fall from a shooting star? One without a permanent scar, and then you miss me while you when I know you're wrong. Can you imagine no first dance?
1057 CFW.
HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. CFW.